Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their microphones working. Everyone's got their headphones checked. Good to go. Loaf T joining the cold open. No tinkling of the ice in the cold open. Okay, fine.
Iceless in Seattle. I went with the can.
All right.
Just no ice per your request.
Okay. And Kyrie Thompson from the Ravens podcast will be joining this episode. He's already in the Zoom. What's up, man? Welcome to the cold open. It's not the official show yet, right, Katie?
Oh, okay.
It's cold open.
There we go. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah.
Hey. Well,
listen, you guys, before the mics fired up, you guys were getting all punny in here with the game coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. Lofa, the Ravens game. Two birds of a feather this weekend.
Yeah, Seahawks are way tougher than Ravens. I'm just going to put that out there.
Look, quoth the Raven, nevermore shall I hear such slander.
Oh, wow.
Coming Damn. From you.
I do want
to say Seahawks are, in fact, a beloved team of mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think, so my ranking goes as such in terms of favorite football players of all time.
Okay.
Ed Reed, Baltimore Ravens safety, mm-hmm. best safety of all time.
We're familiar.
It's definitely the best one that I've ever seen. Number two, Seahawks legend, Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
Look, Marshawn Lynch is literally one of my favorite athletes. Period.
Yes.
I mean, not just the on the field style, but just the unapologetic awesomeness off the field. And it just like he said, you know what I'm here for? Like there's no frills to that man. Mm-hmm. He shows up to do his thing, whether it's showing up to media day so he won't get fined or running through your face over and over and over again. I mean,
or being on Bar Rescue, or you could catch him on an episode of Bar Rescue. You just never know where he's going to show up.
Speaking of that media day, you know what I wanted? I texted him. I don't know if he ever got it, but what I wanted, because I knew he wasn't going to speak to the media, I wanted him to play the instrumentals. What was it, Big Sean? I Don't Fuck With You.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to play that on a loop.
But nobody would have got that.
Over time, they would have. Yeah, they would have broken it down actually. And figured it out. But, I mean, the reporters wouldn't have. That would have been the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. But really thought you were going to go Ray Lewis number two. But I'm proud you went beast mode, showing us love.
So the funny thing about me is that I'm not from that area. I'm from Chicagoland originally. And so... There's definitely going to be some Bears in there. Devin Hester is like my third player.
Also a Seahawk, though. Also a former Seahawk.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yes. He finished his career with the Seahawks, which it was honestly a treat watching that last game where obviously he was like, his 30s and, he retired right after that. And obviously that game against the Falcons didn't go very well, but he was still – still putting a charge in that game. Hmm. Like he had three major kickoff, punt returns in that game.
That was
fun. He absolutely still had it. And you love to see it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, man. Like I just love ball. So it's like, wherever it happens to be, I mean, the Ravens have obviously been on my radar for a really long time and I'm doing a podcast for them. Ray Lewis was indeed somebody I grew up with. Like I'm not going to front. One of my favorite plays of him oh God, I can't remember the fullback from the Tennessee Titans, but it was like in the playoffs in 2008 where he just absolutely derails this dude all along the sideline. It's like a swing pass out of the end zone, and Lewis just hits him so hard. And actually, it could have been even harder, but one of Lewis's teammates came in and kind of redirected the running back. So he didn't get an absolutely clean shot on him. He got like a really hard hit, but sort of a glancing blow. It's like, oh my God, if he'd squared that dude up.
Oof. See, I thought you were going to go the one where he ripped the ball in the divisional.
Out of Eddie George's hands.
Eddie George's hands, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know that Titans running back. Man. Yeah, I can so name him. Memories. Hey, you guys want to talk ball in the real episode, though? Let's end this thing and kick it off.
Like, with today's players and...
Lofa. Lofa. Should we do it?
Spin it. Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we rep it for Seattle, my place. Take 12. It's the Take 12 podcast. Welcome. I am lifelong Seahawk fan Brett Davern. Born and raised in Edmonds, Washington. I'm back. By way of New York and LA, I'm back up in Seattle rooting for my Seahawks. And doing it and hosting the show with my good friend and a Seahawks legend, all-pro middle linebacker Lofa Tatupu. Thank you.
We are joined on this episode by Kyrie Thompson from Believe in Ravens. Believe, Lofa, spelled our way.
B-L-E-A-V.
That's right. Oh, the good old days. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are proudly sponsored by Delta Airlines. Fly Delta Airlines. It's the only airline we fly around here. Go to delta.com or flydelta.com or deltaairlines.com. I'm not sure, but... if you Google Delta, and they're going to come up. It's a big company. I mean,
just
perhaps
Delta.com. It's just Delta.com.
Go ahead, producer Katie.
Yeah, it's just Delta.com.
Just take it from me.
You know, as everybody's getting ready to travel for the holidays, I think everybody's thinking about their holiday plans. You already know Delta's the one you want to fly. So make sure that you're signed up for their travel mile program, the Sky Mile program. And also, if you are a Washington State resident, double check. Make sure you're signed up for 12 status.
Yeah. Go to 12status.com. It takes under a minute to sign up if you are computer literate. You just submit. If you're already signed up for the mileage thing, you submit your mileage number. You press, you know, join them together, basically, and the internet does it. And then you get an extra mile for every yard the Seahawks throw for this season. And it doesn't matter if Geno throws for it or if Jake Bobo takes a pitch and winds up and chucks one deep. If it's completed, you get the miles for it. So make sure you're signed up for
12
status.
Do you know what I was just thinking, too, because you said if you're computer literate. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, like, people's parents. Because maybe your parents are computer literate.
Right.
So you should sign your parents up, and then you should just take those points,
whoa,
baby.
Whoa. How about just help your parents sign up?
Well, I'm saying maybe they want you to visit them for the holidays, and those miles are shareable. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it could be a, you know, even if you are already signed up, you should probably sign up some of your family members.
Okay. There you go, delta.com.
Just everybody contributing to the delinquency of minors. I
love it. Lofa, before we get in too much trouble around here, Kyrie, before we get in too much trouble around here, let's get into this game and the football at hand this weekend, the Seahawks and the Ravens. It's going down. I mean, we're on a streak here, Lofa, but the Ravens always play good ball. They got a good quarterback, obviously. I mean, how do you see this game shaping up?
Yeah, Kyrie, I don't know if you know, but we're in first place.
Are you guys in first place? I've not heard. Yes, we are, in fact, in first place.
So we got a battle of, you know, the top dogs, man, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a defensive guy. I really can't wait to watch the linebacking play. You know, between you got Roquan, Patty Queen, Wags and Brooks. I mean, it doesn't get better than that in terms of matchup of, you know, just guys that you want to watch and just destroy offenses and what they're trying to do. How I see this game going, you know, our offense has sputtered at times. Mm-hmm. It's kind of been, we're either hot in the first half or hot in the second half. This is one where we have to be consistent or we will be exploited, you know, by this defense. Yeah, like I said, number of guys over there that we have to be worried about. But also, you flip it over to the offensive side. They have a running game, you know, outside of Lamar that is very formidable in Gus Edwards and Justice Hill. That's a guy that I don't know why they haven't gotten him more touches. He's almost impossible to take down in open field one-on-one. So, Kyrie, maybe you could tell us what you're seeing out of the Ravens.
Yeah, lately. Introduce Seahawk fans to this Ravens team this year. If we haven't gotten to see them play much or anything like that, you know, like Kyrie, who is this Ravens team? Who are we looking at?
It's so interesting, and thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. This, as I look at these two teams, I feel like there are a lot of similarities. Actually, I was recording the episode, the newest episode of Believe in Ravens with co-host, Daniel Wilcox, who played in the NFL for 9 seasons and was a former Ravens tight end. And, you know, really just going through the names and the style of football that both teams play, This is going to be a really interesting game because I feel like they have a lot of similar strengths. Because in the past, what do you think about with the Baltimore Ravens? You think about Lamar Jackson, you think about running the football, which, don't get it twisted, Lamar Jackson's still running the football. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns already. He's tied for 2nd among non-QBs, tied for 8th overall in the league. So it's like Lamar is getting it done on the ground, and especially in the red zone, you have to be incredibly wary of Lamar Jackson. And that would be the first thing that I would say, right? I mean, Gus Edwards is a sledgehammer. He can get it in the end zone himself. You mentioned Justice Hill. So there were some injury issues with Justice Hill. He had to miss some time. He had an ankle injury. But, he was kind of hampered by it. But he's been kind of fighting through it. But the juice is still there for Justice Hill. I mean, he's the most explosive back they have right now that regularly plays. They do have a young cat named Keaton Mitchell, undrafted rookie this year, who he had a shoulder injury, I think like collarbone injury in the preseason. So you haven't seen him as much. That guy, you find some reasons to get him the ball. He's fun.
What is it about his game? Like, what kind of running back is he?
Keaton is a little scat back kind of guy. He's a little 5'9", 5'10" kind of guy, out of East Carolina University. You know them East Carolina University running backs can all fly. You might remember a guy by the name of Chris Johnson, aka CJ2K.
Yeah.
That brother could fly. Keaton's not necessarily that level because not too many guys were, but he's got some crazy speed. So he's the kind of guy that, the way that I like to put it, if Keaton Mitchell beats your angle, go ahead and line up for the extra point. You can go ahead, you can stop running him, just take it easy. He's gonna score. There's nothing you can do about it. He's a track star. He's like that kind of speed.
Wow.
So
okay,
I don't know how much you're gonna see of him necessarily because he is a rookie and he's had some injury issues, but man, you find some reasons to get that dude the ball. Oh yes, Sign me up. But I think, you know, I focus a lot on the running game right now because it's still a big part of what the Seahawks do, but they've really started to spread this out more now with Odell Beckham Jr., with Zay Flowers, the first round pick. So look, y'all got my favorite receiver from this past draft class, Jackson Smith and Jigba. My guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a ton of respect for Jackson Smith and Jigba and the way that he plays. Yeah, he's not the most explosive guy in the entire world, but the hands are excellent. The route running is very good. He's going to have a good long career, I think.
Oh, and he's starting to figure it out too in the last few games. It seems like that. Yeah, we talk about the game starting to slow down, Lofa, you know, especially for a rookie. Seems like it's kind of starting to do that for him. You know, and my fantasy team for him and my fantasy team. Yeah.
There you go.
The game's at 10 a.m. On Sunday, guys. It's obviously in Baltimore. The Ravens are 6-2. The Seahawks are 5-2. And so, two first-place teams like you were talking about. And Lofa, I mean, I just think defense, you guys are talking about defense when I think Ravens, and we just saw us playing a great defense. I mean, this game we just had against the Browns was like, they're the number one defense. And then against our defense, which has really woken up, obviously, after week one with the Rams. To me, guys, this game is like the matchup of the kind of most underrated, if that's even sort, or like still kind of sort of under the radar. People are starting to pick up the Hawks now nationally a little bit, and the Ravens a little bit now. But, you know, all the talk this season has been Chiefs, Eagles, Niners. But these Hawks and the Ravens, these two teams, I mean, to me, this might be the best matchup this weekend. Honestly.
Yeah, I think that's honestly how both of these head coaches, Pete Carroll and Harbaugh, that's how they want it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to deal with the noise, right? They just want to go to work and kick ass. And that's what both these teams are doing. I think defensively, I don't know if you heard, Kyrie, but we were active during the trade deadline. Yeah,
that's where I was going next. Go for it.
Yeah. And Leonard Williams, man, I can't wait, because I was saying, if we do anything, I really didn't think we were going to, but John always surprises us over here in Seahawk land. And we traded a second and a fifth to get Leonard Williams from the Giants. And that interior D line, we got Draymond free agency, who's been a beast. Jaron Reed has really brought the attitude that we're known for up here. Mm-hmm. And then Mario Edwards Jr., who's a stud in his own right. You couple them in with Leonard. I just, man. And now I'm going to tell you a guy who no one's talking about that really needs some attention, or otherwise is going to make your day hell. Boye Mafe, second-round pick from a year ago. Mm-hmm. This kid, I think he's got a sack in each of the last five games. He's got five on the season. And he's had two or three opportunities that, you know, he got away from him, where if he just doesn't leave his feet, it's young mistakes that once they get corrected, this is going to be a double-digit sack guy every year. That's how crazy his ceiling is. And he's just tough and mean.
But so Lamar's the guy that's tough to get after, the Lofa. So how do they attack this quarterback specifically, though?
What we have to do is, it's called cage rush. You essentially just have to bull rush your lane, your guy, and keep – so you can come off either way, you know, right or left on the bull rush. You keep right down the center, just crush rush, keep him in the cage. If he gets out of the pocket, I don't care. We have a lot of speed. We're talented. Maybe Jamal Adams is the only one that's catching him, and then Brooks, and Jordan Brooks. And so if we're going to crush rush, keep him in the cage, keep him in the pocket, and just, you know, see what happens from there.
Mm-hmm. How about Jamal, though, lately? I mean, can we talk about Jamal for a second? Since sometimes we need to talk about Jamal, but now can we talk about Jamal? This is awesome lately. He's playing out of his mind, bringing the personality like we talked about a few episodes ago, the header from last game. It's just so fun to watch him having fun.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a chance, Kyrie, but the energy and intensity has picked up tremendously just from him walking on the field. Mm-hmm. And it's insane to watch the big hits, open field tackles. He's really brought a different level of intensity to this defense. And you like safety play. Well, this is a special guy we're watching.
Man, this does not feel like it should be a 10 a.m. game, does it, between these two teams out here on the West Coast?
Y'all could have flexed out the, you know, whatever it is game that's coming up on Sunday night. I know they were having some discussions about some of the horrible Sunday night games we got coming up. So you could have put that one in there, man. I agree with you. And the thing is, like, y'all keep talking about 10 a.m. I wish I lived on the West Coast, man. I could get football at 10 a.m.
It is right now. It is the best.
Exactly, man. Because, like, look, when I was in Central Time, it was kind of nice, actually. It all lined up really nicely. Football starts right at noon. It's basically done by 11. But here, I got to stay up till midnight pretty much to watch a game. Then I can't go to sleep because I'm wired off of what I just saw. And it's like, nah, man, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But you know, you bring up Jamal Adams, and he's somebody that I remember watching, you know, coming out of the draft. And there was all this discussion about, you know, again, I was in Chicago at the time. I was covering the team. And it was like, oh, yeah, is Jamal Adams good enough to take number three overall? And there's all the nitpicks about, yeah, is he the most athletically gifted guy in the world? Probably not. So maybe you don't want to do that. And when he is healthy, he's as dynamic a safety as there is. I mean, like, there are some guys like Minka Fitzpatrick. There's a short list of guys, Minka Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, like those kinds of guys that, that are impactful is what Jamal Adams can be. And yet, as you mentioned, the key with Lamar Jackson is when his offensive line is giving him time, and I mean, even when they're not giving him time, if he is allowed to sit unbothered in the pocket, I think there's this idea that, oh yeah, just keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket and see if he can beat you from there. This guy will stand there in the pocket completely unbothered as an unblocked dude comes at him, doesn't care, doesn't look at him, doesn't acknowledge his presence, and he will drill it 20 yards right down your throat.
Did you see that one to Mark Edwards in the end zone where his foot was getting stepped on, Brett? So his ankle's getting stepped on. He's staring straight down. There's nobody in the vision of the television from the end zone angle. He kicks his leg up to not get hit. So his plant leg is going that way. And he just throws it with just a flick of the wrist. And all of a sudden Andrews appears and just touchdown.
He was mailboxing. He was mailboxing like, oh, and Lamar, okay. Oh, all right. I guess you saw me then. Like, it was like the reverse Michael Jackson anti-gravity lean from like the Smooth Criminal videos where he's going backwards like this and flicking it around the center. I mean, just right. And that wasn't even a great game from Lamar Jackson throwing the football, but sometimes you just see a guy who is just so in his bag that you just can't help but laugh.
Well, the good news is the Seahawks, we usually do pretty well with actual starting quarterbacks. It's the backup ones who aren't supposed to play that we usually have a problem with. We have a quarterback, too, speaking of flick of the wrist. I mean, Geno, in the first quarter, at least against the Browns, was just lighting it up. The throw in the back corner to Tyler Lockett, we went over a bunch of times. I mean, Lofa, he's just got to keep whatever he was doing in the first quarter and whatever they found at the end of the game and now just try to, you know, have it go for all four quarters, right? We're looking for some consistency.
Absolutely. And, you know, he'll be the first to tell you he's a phenomenal leader. Mm-hmm. Like, he takes the blame if there's a bad game, even if he balls out. But we have to support him with that run game. We had two running backs, K9 and Charbonnet, averaging over 8 yards a carry. And I think we had a total of like 14 carries or something like that. That's got to be up in the 20-25 range. Not only to, you know, support what he's doing in the pass game and have them bite on the play action, but also give the defense a rest. The defense was out there for 75 plays, and they were playing well. You know, there was maybe one drive where they were out there too long. That was their fault. Other than that, got three turnovers, you know, won the turnover battle. And I think that is going to be the biggest thing here, not giving Lamar more opportunities. So we have to win the turnover.
I hope also that this is just one of those games, you know, I hope the refs let it go a little bit. It just feels like an old school hard hitting or has the potential to be. And as a football fan of that kind of football fan, I kind of hope that it is in that way, you know, kind of those that bring your hard hat, bring your lunchbox, you know, kind of get Katie lunchbox, lunch. Speaking of lunch, do you have some things to tell us about lunch? I'm segueing, Katie. Here you go.
Tell you about Wiener Schnitzel for lunch. There you go. Try something new for lunch, everybody.
Hey, we did it.
We did it. The Wiener Schnitzel, they have a junkyard dog. We did this on the other show, too, but I'm like obsessed with the concept of a junkyard dog. Like California has a California burrito. Wiener Schnitzel, junkyard dog. What do I mean by that? Put some French fries on it.
Put everything on there.
Just put it all in there.
Go for it.
Add some French fries, though. But French fries on your hot dog? What, are you crazy? Yeah, in the best way.
No, you're at Wiener Schnitzel.
Can we get Dom to bring the burrito up here?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible?
Do I get one? Come on.
We're going to send Kyrie
y'all
one,
sitting
too.
Up here talking about burritos and stuff, and I'm not going to get any because I'm, 3,000 miles away? It ain't right.
Kyrie, you got to go to Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Delta. You guys are going to have to get some Wiener Schnitzel over there. It's the best, everybody. Two locations up there in Western Washington, one in Everett, one in Fife. It's Wiener Schnitzel of Western Washington, everyone. Yeah. Go in and check out Dom and the team. Do something different for lunch today. And if you mention the Take 12 podcast, you get a free
Hot dog.
Hot dog, an extra free hot dog.
Yeah.
So order your junkyard dog, mention Take 12, get an extra free hot dog. Why not?
And then their social media is also promoting the chocolate dipped cone.
Ooh.
And I just had such Ooh. Nostalgic feels, you know. Before it gets too cold out there, before the holiday season, go get a dipped cone.
We need to predict this score, everybody, and we do that here every week on the show, looking at the games ahead, and you guys can predict the score out there on our social media. Just find the post with the score prediction challenge. It's sponsored by Simply Seattle. Last week, somebody won, which we're going to pull out the big
Several
winner
winners.
Here in a second. So the pot goes back down to $25. If you correctly predict the score, if multiple people, correctly predict the score, we put all your names in a hat and you get a gift card to Simply Seattle. But it's back down to $25. From last week, though, we still have business. There's a $100 gift card on the line.
Yep.
We had multiple winners.
Who's gonna get it?
We had, I think, 9 correct entries across Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and every single place that we collect all the predictions and stuff. The winner is...
Mateo Gunsman 3.
There you go.
$100.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll get in touch on social media and all that. Congrats, Mateo. $100 to our friends, gift card to our friends at Simply Seattle. And join the score prediction this week for the Seahawks and Ravens game. $25 on the line. And of course, if nobody gets it, we'll add another $25 next week. Lofa, Kyrie, how do you guys see this thing shaping up ultimately from a score perspective? On Sunday.
Kyrie, guess go first here.
All right. You know, I appreciate the courtesy. I really do. I'm going to say, look, okay, you already know what this is. You know why I'm here, okay? Because I believe in the Ravens, okay? So,
but
you know what? I am going to give credence to what I said before, which is that I think this is going to be a really fun football game.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have struggled against the teams that they probably should have beaten, maybe played down to the level of competition, but every time they need to step it up, they do. So I'm going to say some 28-24 Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, I respect it.
Whoa.
And I respectfully disagree.
Oh,
I'm going to go. But you're right.
I would expect nothing less.
When they were playing the Lions, I told everybody this is going to be an absolute bloodbath. Like I said, I don't think this is going to be close, and they proved me right.
Bludgeoned them.
Yeah. Dude, it was, man, that was crazy. They're playing at home. They're tough at home, but I'm going to take – our guys, they travel pretty well. We actually do pretty well on the road for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We like to give the home fans a scare when we're at Lumen. So I'm going to go Seahawks 26, Ravens 23.
Wow.
All right. Coming down to a field goal.
Whoa. Producer Katie, look at this. I wrote down mine before they said theirs.
Did,
look
yeah.
at how close we all
wow.
are on this one. Okay. I really did write it down. Wow. Okay. Guys, I'm at 29-27. We're all over this one right there in the sort of high 20s. Kyrie gave the Seahawks the lowest at 24, but I mean, we're right there on this one. I wonder where the listeners are going to be when they predict
who you
the,
got
the
winning,
score
Brett.
Out there. Well, of course I got winning. The Seahawks winning. Seahawks 29,
yeah.
Baltimore 27.
I mean, come on
now.
You know what's like, funny? He's like, who do you think no. I am?
You know what's funny? I used to not take it seriously.
Streak.
I don't care at all. I would just say like the Seahawks would get like 19 and a half points. But with the score prediction challenge being so exciting last week, I'm actually trying to win.
And for 3 of our wins, Kyrie, Brett picked yeah. against us. So we had
well,
a little streak.
It was working. It was working.
Why aren't you picking against them now?
Well, because
we lost one game.
Yeah.
Join me, Brett. Join me, Brett. Let's go.
Hey, well, we got to take a quick break. We will be right back after a commercial to look around the league and wrap up the show. It's Take 12 Podcast. Stay with us.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, check it out. We're back. Guys, what... What has you intrigued other than this game? As we talked about, this might be the game of the weekend, I think. But what else are you guys looking at schedule wise, or what's on the schedule that has your attention?
Matchup wise, actually, I think it's the first time, Kyrie, we're actually going to see a good Sunday night game, Bills and Bengals. So excited to see that rematch from, you know, a year ago and even like two playoff teams. Cowboys and Eagles, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing that's caught me the past few days is the trades.
Yeah.
So not just ours, but then the 49ers essentially coming over the top.
Good. Yep. I wanted to get your thoughts on Chase Young. Yes, yes. And a lot of Seahawks fans wanted the Seahawks to get him. They thought that was possible somehow.
Well, I could see their rationale as, okay, we lost Chenoweth, one of our best pass rushers and leaders, and it's a position of need. But, you know, the young guys, Mafe, I mentioned, Daryl Taylor, Derek Hall, they've been very good in there. So I could see why, you know, John went with interior to bolster that with depth, you know, and then push, you know, some more pieces in there. But Chase Young for a third-round pick, you know, my God, that, you know, now, so they got Bosa, Young, who I believe are probably going to start, Jackson backing them up, who's been a stud for his first 2 years. And then Randy Gregory just got there a couple weeks ago, and he's now healthy and in the mix. You couple them with, you know, Warner and Greenlaw and Hufanga, that is, you know, recipe for
that is a serious pretty defense. Heavy one side of the ball. Can Chase Young throw, though? Do they bring him in to play quarterback?
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got questions about Brock Purdy. And
I've had questions the whole time, Kyrie. I've had questions the entire time, okay?
Hey, you're not wrong.
All right.
You're not wrong.
All right.
I mean, it's interesting, right, because I think a lot of us were like, okay, look, there's legitimately good stuff that Brock Purdy is doing. Let's not hate, you know, let's acknowledge it. But at the same time, it feels like so much of what you see on these advanced metrics charts is like, these are Kyle Shanahan stats. These are, there is always somebody open, or you're throwing it to Deebo Samuel and Deebo is Deeboing down the field for 80 yards.
Yep.
And so you're kind of thinking to yourself like, yes, there are some real throws that are happening here. But this is the product of he's a seventh. He was Mr. Irrelevant for a reason, right? If he was uber talented, somebody would have gotten him before then. Not to say he's not talented or can't play in the league. Clearly he can play, right? But eventually, after you see some of, you know, you get plenty of film, you start to see some of the limitations. And I noted this with, you know, because again, like I'm paying attention to stuff back home with the Chicago Bears, right? Everybody, oh, Tyson Bagent, you know, look at what he did in his first start where they beat a really horrible Raiders team.
There's some news.
You
want
to go to the Raiders? Yeah.
Which, no.
For real,
look,
what's happening at the quarterback position? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But what's happening with these quarterbacks everywhere? Like, who's playing quarterback for these teams? Every time I go to Twitter, it's some random name that honestly I never even heard from their college days. Some of these guys, I can't even recall them right now because I don't even know their names. Who are going to be starting this weekend? Josh Dobbs? How about Josh Dobbs, by the way, right now? Like, started in Cleveland
Josh Dobbs
this year,
earned himself a
went
ticket
to Arizona.
To Minnesota.
Speaking of frequent flyer miles, like, this one season for him is three different teams. Like, the league is crazy right now, Lofa.
Yeah, and I mean, look, man, if I could just cut in, man. I covered the New England Patriots past couple of years, right? Uh-huh. And so I saw what things look like with Josh McDaniels and without him. And I thought to myself, like, man, look at that. Maybe he really has kind of earned that second chance, or in this case, a third chance, because he turned down the Colts job, you know, at the 11th hour.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, some guys just are not cut out for being head coaches in the NFL. And Lofa, you could probably speak to that a whole hell of a lot better than I can. But that, I mean, that is two straight stops. You know, where he got and did the head coaching gig where he didn't make it halfway through the second year.
Yeah, no, you're correct. And, you know, so he'll go back to being a coordinator, and he will get a shot down the road again. He will.
You think so?
He's just put in too much time. He will.
He'll be the next head coach at USC.
And, hey, it worked out for Pete, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's – You know, and I don't know Josh personally, and I've never been in one of his meetings, so I can't really speak to what kind of coach he is. But from the outside looking in, I wonder if it's just another case where a guy who learned under Belichick tried to be Belichick, and that only works for one guy, Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. And so
it's not working for him right now.
What? They had an impressive win against the Bills. Then they lost to Miami. Yeah. But I mean, there's more fight than I saw the first few weeks, and you know, there's still a lot of ball to be left. So I mean, we'll see what happens. But I'm waiting. Who's going to be the first team to pick up the phone and call Tom Brady, though? Because look, Cousins is gone. Tyrod Taylor, the Giants are down to their third.
No,
you know, and
stop.
You won't entertain that.
No, stop.
Yeah,
listen.
I'm bringing it back, Brett.
No,
Brett can't stand him.
No,
Brett can't stand him.
Listen, stop it. Listen, this is the same problem that's going on in Hollywood right now. You guys want Tom Cruise to star in your movies for the rest of your lives. Like, he's 73 years old. He's 73 years old hanging off the side of an airplane. Like, let it go. Give it to somebody else. The problem is that it's the same problem in the NFL, they're the same problem in Hollywood. There is no one coming next because they haven't trained properly. It's the exact same problem. Like when I was coming up, you had to go to acting classes. Now all you need is an Instagram account.
Yeah,
well, guess what? They're not very good actors, and you don't like them in your movies either. So we're stuck with 89-year-old Indiana Jones and the like, and Tom Cruise and on down the line. It's the same problem. Like, we need to be able to move on, but the talent coming behind it isn't as good as what was there before. And all of us old farts need to stop remembering the good old days and get these other quarterbacks good so that we can, you know what I mean? Like, you guys, who is playing quarterback for half these teams?
Y'all need to have a dedicated segment of your show for that, because that was cinema right there. You want to talk about movies? That was cinema.
You're welcome.
But look, I think you know, the trippy thing about it is you've got all these teams that got like 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins, and they're just like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. So how about we all try and start like Jaren Hall or Aiden O'Connell or whomever it is, because if we're bad enough, we might get Caleb Williams or Drake May. But guess what? Y'all can't have him because the Bears are going to get him, because the Panthers are horrible. And the Bears have the Panthers pick.
They have the Panthers pick.
But Kyrie,
so, you know, you better throw some games to the Carolina Panthers if you want a shot at that.
But Kyrie, I'm saying, like, here's the problem, though. You're going to get Caleb, but then they're going to throw him out there week one, snap one, and, you know, half a season later, he might not be Caleb anymore. Like, this, it's not really working anymore. Like, I don't know. You know, Lofa, right? Somebody help me with my point.
Go ahead. No, it's a tough position. It's the hardest one to play, right?
Yeah.
You get all the blame when shit goes wrong. I mean, we're winning fucking ball. We're in first place, and people are jumping on Geno. And I'm just like, shut up,
He's not that guy. It's like...
Well, but we're winning with a guy. We're winning with a guy, though, who kind of had to figure it out, right? And like, and now he has the experience, and he's a vet, and he's had all the film watch and all the practices and all the walk. And look what he's doing now. It's like back to Hollywood. It's like Seinfeld. You got to give it a chance out there a little bit.
Well, no, it's the truth. I mean, there's not many Patrick Mahomes in the history of the game, like Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, like those. Even Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest, sat for 5 years.
Yes.
And developed and you know, and got to learn what to do and what not to do sitting behind Brett Favre. So like, there is something to your point. And so it's just, but you know, with the turnover, like everybody's, what have you done for me lately? Mm. And rationally, you can't turn around a program or an organization in 2 years. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so unless you get, guess what? A quarterback like Tom Brady did for the Bucks. Yeah. I brought it right back to you, Brett. Brought it right back to you.
There you go. But I want to pick up on what you said, Lofa, because people think that, oh well, we're not going to be good. Let's just tank. You know, let's throw it all in the crapper and let's get the next quarterback. And then after 2 years, you want to do it again?
Yeah, no.
You know, it's like
that's fucking maddening.
I'm just going to tank over and over and over again until I luck into Patrick Mahomes. It's like, Why don't you try to win?
Yeah.
With a good player. Like, it's possible to, like, people are just like, it's not possible to win without an elite quarterback anymore. Like, hell, it's not.
Ask the Ravens.
A lot of Super Bowl teams that did not have that guy.
Trent Dilfer back in 2000. No disrespect to Trent, but just, you know, you could win with Brock Purdy.
And I will say that's 23 years ago. But I mean, look, Matthew Stafford, really good quarterback. But is he, you know, the best quarterback in the league? No. But what you got was a good quarterback who went and won a Super Bowl with a good team. If you have a good team and you build a sustainably good team, you can win with a good quarterback. And Lofa, like, I feel like I might be preaching to the choir on this one. Players don't want to hear this. Oh yeah, well, I'm just gonna start tanking. You want to win?
Yeah.
Fucking our careers are on the line, bro. What do you mean you start tanking? That means they're getting rid of everybody.
You get one shot, one opportunity. You know, you got to seize everything.
Let them know,
that you got.
B-Rabbit.
I've been playing way too much theme song underneath this. Kyrie, oh man, I love the passion. We could talk forever, but we're out of time on the show. Lofa, we got to get out of here. Katie, epicseats.com.
Epic Seats, nobody beats.
Nobody beats Epic Seats, guys. If you need seats for anything, concerts, sporting events, whatever you need, go to epicseats.com. Mention the Take 12 podcast. Get 12% off when you spend $100 or get an extra $12 per ticket that you sell. So if you're holding on to some tickets that you need to get rid of, you want to sell, do it through Epic Seats. Let them do it for you. Mention Take 12. You get an extra $12 per ticket when you're selling at epicseats.com. Oh, thanks for checking out the Take 12 podcast today, everybody. Follow us on all social media at Take 12. Check us out on YouTube. Smash that subscribe button. Is that what they say? Smash that subscribe button.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. You guys, check out Kyrie Thompson on Believe in Ravens, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Kyrie's social media also at KD Thompson with an H, 5 at the end. Nailed it.
Yes. Well Kyrie, done. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for
much
coming,
for
man.
Me.
Thanks for being a part. Let's have you back sometime for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because you know, it don't even got to be Ravens related.
No.
We can just start.
Quarterback problem.
Yes, we need to talk about this quarterback problem. It is killing me, bro.
For everybody.
Oh, hands everybody. In the middle. Like we break it down practice style, post-practice style. Kyrie, it'd be dangerous to let him take this one, Lofa. He might.
No, yeah. Lofa, give us the break.
It's going to come down to whoever fucking believes the most. And since we're the Believe Podcast Network, let's believe on three. One, two, three. Believe.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.